shoulder. And there goes the full-time whistle. Donegal are out of this year's championship. It's a major, major blow for Jim McGuinness's side. And well, look, Brendan Kilcoyne, as we analyse this particular game, and there will be loads of analysis, Donegal just didn't get up for this one today.
No, you can't begrudge Dublin the victory. They've got prepared to work harder for it. They seem to want the game more, so they did. Fought harder. Extra time, were far and away the better team, so they were. Took their opportunities when they presented themselves. Donegal will be disappointed, you know. Had some disappointed scores, but the main thing in Gaelic football at the moment is possession. And Donegal struggled to get their hands on the ball in the second half or throughout that extra time. Apart from Ryan McHugh, Ryan kicked two scores, picked up two short kick outs and won a breaking ball in the middle of the field, but there wasn't enough else happening around the field from a Donegal point of view. And you have to say Dublin outworked them in that extra time.
Brendan Devaney, look, really disappointing from a Donegal point of view.
Yep.
Energy levels just...
This isn't about today, but there's a deeper issue going on with this Donegal team. There's absolutely no doubt that we came into McKenna Cup playing, to me, going far too fast into the league. I mean, what could you say? Because we were playing well, we were out playing teams, but we were playing them to a level where I thought, right, we're obviously fitter and sharper. We blew Kerry away in a league final. That's the league, this is the championship. And now we couldn't get upward in the championship outside of the first half, I think, in Kerry. God knows how that would have went in the second half without the man being sent off. But the reality is Donegal were terrible against Down. They were it was a nothing game first half, and when Cork came at us last week, we weren't in it. Now we were a bit better this week, but the reality is, if you didn't know these two teams, Dublin looked better and they looked sharper. Now what is that about from Donegal? If you're going to be outplayed by a team, then I can understand that, and you can shake hands and say the better team beat us. But Donegal today didn't have as much energy as Dublin, didn't have as much enthusiasm for the game. So that is something that's happening within the camp. For whatever reason, Mark, we are not getting the best of these players, because that is not the best of that Donegal squad today we've seen across the course of this game in extra time.
Brendan Kilcoyne, suppose from your point of view, you know, there's a number of aspects from coming in against Dublin. Donegal were fancied. They didn't really get up to the pitch of the game today. There was a little nod, you know, a flash here or there, you know, but looking on today, Dublin really controlled a lot of that game out there.
Without a doubt, Parik. And listen, we've played four championship games this year. We lost against Down and Letterkenny. We had a brilliant performance down against Kerry and Killarney, against an understrength Kerry team. And we've then lost against Cork and Dublin. Now, you're talking about Down coming out of Division 3, Cork coming out of Division 2, Dublin going down to Division 2. We're National League champions, and Donegal are National League champions. So, Brendan's question, did we expend too much energy early in the year to not give ourselves a chance at this time of year? Because there's no doubt about it, Dublin were the fresher team throughout that game. They had more fight. They seemed to be able to get in under breaking ball, you know, throughout the extra time as the game roared on. So Donegal looked to have really tired legs. You saw them tired. We seem to be using the same 20 players over and over again. So there's a lack of trust in the squad depth, too, you'd have to say. And that has been a problem for Donegal when you're playing game and game. But you have to go back to last week in Ballybuffet, in front of 16,000 of your own supporters, when you had a huge opportunity to get to a quarter-final and you didn't avail of that opportunity. Cork deserves to beat you on the day. You're coming up here then. Where's your confidence at? You've no momentum, and it goes back to you lose 3 out of 4 games. You don't deserve to be in an All-Ireland quarter-final.
And just looking at that, to be, suppose when you look at the likes of the performances in the first half, we got the goal. Shane Malone got the goal from a Donegal point of view, put them, you know, ahead at that particular time. But you know, Dublin kept chipping away, kept holding possession, kept controlling possession, and really from that point of view, you know, Dublin controlled this game to a certain extent, just didn't allow Donegal to really express themselves.
Yeah, the first half there wasn't a lot in it. Like McKenna said, I was just giving the warning at half time that the breeze wouldn't be as big a factor as maybe we thought, because what happens with the breeze is when Dublin were sitting so deep, you think, well, if that was against the breeze, the 2-pointers on, the shots on. But the difference was Dublin came out further in that second half. But really, it has come down to kind of energy and drive. And I mentioned the tackling a few times. I thought the real hallmark of it was the one that Gallen got there around the halfway line. You had 3 or 4 Dublin players in at a time, hounding Gallen. When the ball came up the pitch, it was the centre half back, McMorrow, came through, and he waltzed through 3 of our players and hit the post. And that was a big sign of what it was. Even in our defence, we weren't getting close, we weren't getting hands on. And really what is a hallmark of Jim McGuinness's team, that tough tackling. But anybody used to come in around the 45, you know, they were hounded, and I know that was back in the 15 and 15 days. But really Donegal's defensive system let them down. And that goal that was the spark for Dublin, what should have won the game. The way in which Conor Killen just left McColl and fisted the ball through to Small, you know, that's been happening a lot with Donegal in recent games, where once the game is stretched and we're not in that defensive deep lying zone that we were in the first half, once the game is stretched one on one, we are in real, real trouble. Now Dublin have a lot of talent there, I'll give you that there, but certainly to me Dublin should have won the game in normal time. We were clinging on them and they just imposed themselves even more than that in added time.
Brendan Kilcoyne, you look at a number of players, you know, Finbar Rorty, we've seen a lot of, you know, running from deep from him last year. We haven't seen as much this year. When you look at Kieran Moore, just didn't get up to the gears where he was against Kerry and Clarny. And suppose, you know, to unearth scores, to make opportunities, you know, you need, like, the likes of Pattern Mogan did try his best. Owen Vann maybe got up once or twice in that game, you know, and got one score, but maybe not enough of that as well.
No, definitely not. And we saw the huge effect of Finbar Rorty. Came fresh into the team last year, showed brilliantly on his front foot, on his front legs. We didn't see much of that this year at all. The same with Kieran Moore. Disappointing year compared to last year, who was absolutely unbelievable last year. You go back to the Hyde Park, you go back to Crow Park, absolutely up and down the field. Didn't seem to have it in the legs this year to be able to do that. Struggled a lot of the time. But I don't think we use the tools at our disposal to the best a lot of the times. We've them big men around the middle of the field. Did we kick enough ball to Jason McGee today? Michael Murphy seems to be doing an awful lot of work. Could we rest him inside? We spoke about the problem last week that we didn't kick ball into our full forward line. We didn't play ball into our full forward line today either. I don't recall one kick ball, apart from a few Hail Marys at the end of the game there, that was kicked in for a full forward line to come out and win in front of them. You look at all the other games last weekend, teams are playing their full forward when they get that opportunity on a quick transition.
Yeah. And that's something, Brendan Devaney, if you're going away tonight and you're looking at it and you're scratching your head, you look inside, who's inside? We didn't really test Dublin as much on the one-on-one.
Yeah, certainly. Listen, there's some great performances. I'd like to just Pattern Mogan, I thought, was brilliant out there today. You know, Murphy had his moments. McGee and Langan had their moments in there. But we seem to be missing, you know, kind of players to really be on it the whole match and maybe control it. Like Kieran Kilkenny in the second half really started to get on a lot of ball. Every time Baskell and Conor Kilhan got it, they were absolute danger where no one in Donegal had that type of an impact in the game. I mean, if I'm thinking back to last week, Oisin Gallen in the first half was unbelievable, and when he came on today I thought, again, right, that's going to be it now if he plays like that now. But again, he couldn't get into the game, and Brendan's right. Brian McHugh had a big impact when he came in. He kicked us a couple of points, showed a wee bit of experience and guile that you expect off so many of our players. And the couple of short kicks, when we were struggling in that first period of extra time, how come we couldn't get a short kick away with the low amount of numbers in the pitch? You'd have to say that the Donegal legs were gone. Ryan McHugh comes on then, decides to take it on himself to just go and collect a few short kickouts. So in those wee moments, I think particularly at the start of that first period of extra time, Dublin bossed us in the kick-out, took the energy to us, and from there on, it was only one winner. And as I say, only for that strange foul, and I know it was a foul, a player touching the bound, didn't give the ball back. Donegal would have went out in normal time. So if anything, it was Dublin who upped it again on us later on. And Berg, the thing is here, if you lose a championship game, no one can, and you've tried your best and played your best and a better team beat you, I always say it, and that to me is just football. You've got to dust yourself down, go down the road, come back and try harder next. But when you looked at the talent that was in our team and some of the abilities that we've had this last number of seasons, and people making us All-Ireland contenders, that was not the performance of an All-Ireland contender in that game against us. Brendan was saying, a Dublin team that have had a shockingly bad season, you know, like beaten in Leinster, relegated, you know, and certainly not anywhere near the peak of their powers. So the fact that they outplayed us today points more to say there's something a bit deeper within this team around the preparation going into it and how our energy levels in the championship at times just weren't there.
Yeah. Yeah, but reflecting on that, disappointing from Donegal. Davy highlighted a number of players really give as much as they possibly could, but when you look at the Dublin side of it, and we did speak about this before the game, you know, the forward line that they have, Colin Basquell, Conor Callaghan, Niall Scully, Paddy Small, Kieran Kilkenny, Cormac Costello, look, they've a lot of All-Ireland medals between them, and I suppose they really tested our defence today.
Oh, they certainly did. They put our defence on the back foot on every occasion that they found that was possible, so they have, and there's a lot of quality there. But, you know, you look at Conor Callan, Kieran Kilkenny, they were mainstays in that brilliant Dublin team, so they were two top players. The other guys were kind of in and out, so they were Costello, Small, Scully was also a mainstay in that team. But the huge experience, and they showed that today. They were led, they were leaders today, and I think, you know, Donegal in general lacked that leadership. Jason McGee stood up at one stage in the second half so he didn't kick 3 points in the space of a couple of minutes. But there was nothing, Brendan Devaney referred to, there was nothing consistent from Donegal, so there wasn't. And it all comes back to getting possession of the ball, which we struggled with. Like, and the reasons why we struggle need to be looked at in detail, because we shouldn't be struggling to get our hands on the ball. We've good kickers, we've good goalkeepers that can kick the ball out, we've big men out around the middle, and we've guys that should be smart enough to maybe get into a pocket of space to pick up the shorts. But too many times today we didn't avail of them options, and we put ourselves on the back foot, and Dublin punished us.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, Pergus, I suppose, when you think back to the big games of the last couple of seasons, the Armagh games, right, when, you know, we've seen how good Armagh were, you know, in between one and all Ireland, said, you know, that we could beat them in the Ulster final, and the way we kept coming back, the way we were never dead as a team, never out of it. When we needed something, someone would come up with a bit of magic, and we were a very solid looking team. Last year we went through the, you know, we take the Monaghan game here, we had a poor first half, but then the way we just absolutely blew them away in the second. Meath as well came at us big time in the start of the semi final, and we blew them away too. So Donegal were always, even if you shook them, they would come back at you and come back with a lot of force from all over the pitch. Somebody was going to do whatever amount of ingenuity or magic or playmaking or one turnover ball or one ball they're not supposed to. We've seen hardly any of that at all in this championship outside that first half against Kerry. I say the game, you don't know how that second half would have went. The first half was brilliant, but apart from that, Park, in the other games we haven't looked like ourselves at all. And that, so that is that deeper question, I'm saying, Donegal's preparation in terms of, maybe because we've had so little championship games, maybe we're better week on or every couple of weeks in terms of preparation, you know, rest, recovery coming back in. It's as if now the big breaks seem to have really affected this team in terms of how we've been training versus the championship games we're going to play.
Yeah, and looking at that, Ryan Kilcoyne as well, where does Donegal go from here in that regard? You know, got to the All-Ireland final last year, back into the league, you know, really, you know, there's a lot of questions about the performances. Brendan Devaney has indicated, you know, during the league they were brilliant in the league and the McKenna Cup, and coming into the championship we're expecting so much, but very flat. The Down game up for the, you know, for the Kerry match last weekend against Cork, where is the side going?
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sure the lads themselves, ourselves are going to be, that dressing room is going to be the people that are hurting most. Yeah, we as supporters, etc., are going to hurt over this, so we are. But it's the boys in the four walls of that dressing room that are going to hurt the most. And they're going to be the guys that are going to have to do the soul searching. And only they know where it is actually gone wrong. Is it in the legs? Did they do too much work early in the year? That the energy, because we didn't feel that energy. Brendan spoke about it there. Every time last year, you could feel the energy coming off the team, so you could feel it in the stand, you could feel it up in the press box. This year you just didn't get that same feeling. Down in Killarney, maybe for a half an hour you got that feeling of that energy, and that was just because it was Kerry. You can't just concentrate all your eggs in one basket and concentrate them on Kerry. There are other teams out there to be beaten, and it's been proven, so it has, that other teams have just been too good for us on the day. So it's the lads themselves that'll have to do the soul searching. The management, the players, and everyone involved with the team, they'll look at it and they'll analyse it. And listen, there's no way, you just got to dust yourself down and come back next year, come back stronger, rest the legs, go back to your club, enjoy your club championship, and see where that takes you through the winter and reassess where things went wrong. And there's so many scientists and all this kind of stuff involved in teams now that I'm sure they'll come up with valid reasons. But it's the players themselves that have to look at themselves and see, you know,
Brian Kilcoyne's taking us into the science lab here to sort this out. but Brian, Jim took the job 3/4 years. So I think the fourth year was depending on how, where he thought and what we're going around. So interesting to see his reaction on that. You know, we're living in, I suppose, listen, unprecedented times in terms of Jim's times here. You know, we're not saying anything. We absolutely love and follow the team, as Brendan was saying. We just, this hasn't been this team that we're used to seeing. Yeah. So we're just scratching our head. Maybe by the time of time to think about it in the DL debate tomorrow night, yeah, we'll do a bit of soul searching to see. Yeah. Just as I say, you know, when you're at this level, Donegal were
been put up there as All-Ireland contenders. Some people are saying the team to win All-Ireland. That's not the team we've seen today. So I guess what has happened in between times and where we're at and how we look in preparation in terms of getting into next year. But certainly I'd be one for coming into the league late. If you look at the way Kerry came into the league there, you know, and I know they had a lot of injuries, they didn't seem to be too bothered about a lot of the earlier rounds. Surely they wanted to stay in the division and build to the championship. You know, we come out of the blocks all guns blazing. I suppose maybe in some ways to push away the All-Ireland final defeat, but certainly now I'm wondering now, did we come in too fast this season? We've seen loads of teams do that, Porrick, and that's the only thing you can say here, yeah. Because Donegal were beat today, but it wasn't... Listen, we didn't play near our best, and I think a lot has to do with just the energy of the team.
Okay, thanks very much. To Brendan Devaney in co-commentary with me alongside Brendan Kilcoyne today. It's disappointment from Croke Park. Donegal have been beaten after extra time against Dublin. 226 for Dublin, 222 for Jim McGuinness's side.